Ooh, yeah, that track gives me 80s synth vibes, man. Like something from Stranger Times. Name of the track is a bit weird. It was like Lost in Agadir or Agadir or Agadir. I'm not quite sure. So I'm just going to call this episode Lost. Keep it simple. Lost. That's the track bringing us in today. Don't know, man. I just liked the vibe of that one. So that's what's bringing us in on this Sunday morning. Sunday the... What is it? What's the friggin' date? Sunday the... It's not the 26th of November. It's not that late, is it? It's Sunday the 26th of November. Holy shit. Dude, I thought it was like the 18th or 19th or something for a second there. Yeah, my life's getting away from me. You ever feel like that? Sunday, the motherfucking 26th of November. Welcome to episode number 169. Lost, Average Man Podcast. Look, if you guys checked in last week, you know, I've got a fair bit of shit going on at the moment. I've also been looking for house sits down in Perth when we're down there at Christmas time this year. Yeah, we're going to be down in the van and just kind of down for like 6 weeks or something, man. So kind of looking for something to mix it up a little bit so we don't have to lob ourselves on a family's front lawn for too long and all get in each other's way and each other's hair. And we had one lined up and that fell through about a month ago. So I've been trying to scramble to put something together again over the last few weeks. And there's like a Facebook, there's a couple of Facebook pages where you go in there and there's people offering out houses to house it over certain periods of time. I'm being fairly picky, like I only want to be up in the northern suburbs. It's where all our family is. And yeah, man, it's proven to be a little bit more difficult than I hoped. Had a perfect one in Quinns Rocks, nice little spot near the beach and everything, but she wanted us to start house sitting on the 17th and I'm down there like 2 days later. And she just wasn't happy with that. So that one fell through. I'll keep trying. Hopefully we can put something together. It's funny because there's on those pages, there's a few people saying, oh, looking for a house sitter between these dates. It's obviously getting pretty late in the year. But there's heaps of ads for like people who are looking to house sit. So people in my position, I suppose, a lot of them like traveling, a lot of them over from Europe, a lot of them like, you know, people in their 60s, caravan traveling around. And that's what the majority of the posts are, like potential house sitters and then only a few house sits. So it's a real tight market, you know what I mean? It's funny, some of the requests you get from the people who are looking for house sitters, there's this one lady and she's like asking for police clearances and references and shit. It's like, whoa, okay. It's a little bit intense. You kind of got to – I feel like in that situation, if you're asking somebody to house sit for you, like you need to form some sort of reciprocal trust relationship, you know, asking for police clearances. Like I kind of get the sentiment of it, but it's a bit like – it's a bit much. So I didn't bother talking to her. There's another person, I think it was a lady. It just seems to be the women that – organise this mostly, at least for the people looking for house sitters. And there's a lady and she's like, one of the requirements was, because, you know, they want you to walk their dog, water their plants, hang out with the cats, whatever it might be, feed the animals, obviously, all easy shit. One of the lady's requests was, like, must be fully vaccinated. And I was like, I'm good, pass, I'm out. Anyone that requests that you're fully vaccinated, I don't think we've got a lot in common. I don't think we have a lot of common ground that we can sort of establish a relationship upon. So I'm just going to skip that one out. Fucking weird, man. Reminds me of you still see these around now. They were rife in 2022, 2021. The fully vaccinated Facebook profile pic, you know, like there was a thing, like I don't know where you got it from. I guess Facebook provided it for you probably. It was like kind of like a badge and had like a ring around it and I think it says like fully vaccinated for COVID-19, something like that. And then your head in the middle of it and it's like like a big badge, like, oh, I'm vaccinated. Fucking look at me. Like, what the fuck does that have anything to do with your Facebook profile? The like, what vaccinations you have? That's how weird we got during COVID. And there's, again, there's still people running that shit now. There's still people, a lot of people, that think it's a good idea, that think it's a necessary thing. Hell, my parents just got their boosters because they went to Canada. Like, that was probably a requirement of traveling to Canada, but they probably also thought it was just a good idea. Like, people that listen to this legacy media bullshit still think there's fucking, it's like valid to get that vaccination. Apparently, at public hospitals in Western Australia in November of 2023, it's mandatory to wear face masks again. Fucking madness. What the fuck are we doing? There's a thing called science, and people in the medical community should be very aware of science. And the overarching, outstanding, irrevocable scientific evidence shows us that those fucking masks, unfitted masks, do fuck all to stop transmission, as does the vaccination. And in fact, there's a myriad of negative health benefits to walking around wearing a fucking face mask, breathing in your own CO2 for fucking 8 hours a day. Like, not good for you. But it's still a thing some places. If you ask me to fucking put a mask on my face right now, you can suck these balls, man. Like, we've been duped once. I cucked out last time and fucking wore it around in public where I had to, on planes and shit like that, feeling like a little bitch every single time I put it on at work and shit. Did it. Fucking got all the jabs like a fucking idiot. We've got the information now to make a stand as a human, as a man or a woman with morals and you know, some sort of integrity. The information is that you're either lazy, you're fucking stupid, or you're just super naive and believe whatever is spoon-fed to you by certain entities, because it doesn't, it's like a little scratch under the surface and there is so much information on the vaccines and why you don't want them and they're not good unless you're like super old and you know, and you could actually get knocked off the perch by it. And even that is arguable. I wouldn't advise someone who's 85 years old not to get a vaccine. I'm not fucking qualified to do that. But if you're under 70, I'd be advising you not to touch those fucking things. We know what the side effects were, and we know that it was, you know, it developed for a specific strain of the vaccine. It never even stopped transmission, and it also helps the virus mutate. That's why the mutations have slowed down since the vaccination slowed down. Don't take it from me. I'm an idiot. Go read what, you know, listen to podcasts or read up or whatever what the experts say, the virologists say, and the epidemiologists and shit say. That's where I'm getting my information from. And the masks suck my balls at the end of a long, sweaty Port Hedland fucking day at work. Fuck you. Not happening. Fuck off. What the fuck, man? Don't know how we got there, but I guess I'm still pissed off about that whole thing. Fucking vaccinated profile pictures. Fucking asking for a vaccinated house sitter. You can get fucked, lady. You weirdo. You weird cunt. Oh, man, there's some fucking... And just the media, just wow. What did we learn about the media in the last 3 years, 4 years? Just how fucking much of a shill operation that is. Just paid and bought by pharmaceutical companies and the government, just in the pocket of multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical companies. Like, it's like, as much fucked up things happened, it was good for us to have our eyes opened, like a massive slap in the face from reality, to go, hey man, your government doesn't give a fuck about you, the health system doesn't give a fuck about health, and the media doesn't give a fuck about the truth. It's entertainment and it's propaganda. It's the health industry is all about selling drugs and keeping people on medications, and the government's just about going along with whatever the agenda of the more powerful people in the world is at the time. So it's I certainly didn't think like that 3 years ago. You were like a weirdo if you thought that. You were a conspiracy theorist. Now you're kind of one of the this whole range of us who exist in the middle area now, who are like not about vaccinations and face masks and fucking eating bugs and fucking plant-based fake meats and shit. We're not full-blown tinfoil conspiracy hat guys who just don't trust anything and think everything's a conspiracy. But we're in the middle going, a lot of this shit's bullshit. A lot of the stuff you guys said's bullshit. A lot of stuff fed to us by the media is bullshit. And that's an ever-growing group of people, and that gives me a great sense of hope and makes me smile when I see that community that's growing. There's some fringe fuckers in there making it like weird, but they're everywhere. The fringe fuckers, you can't align yourself with them, or you can't judge the entire philosophy of a certain movement based off the extremists involved in it, you know? Man, the news, I don't watch the news, I don't read the news. I find if something interests me, I'll find a few different articles about it and read it, and then try and maybe listen to a political or social commentator's point of view on it, and maybe a podcast with some people whose opinion I respect, and then try and hear something from the other side. Like, depends how interested in it. Depending on how interested in it I am, depends on how far down the rabbit hole I'll go. But I see shit like Sunrise or the after evening news or whatever on the TV at the gym when I'm there, and it's like there's no sound or anything, but you see the clips scrolling across the bottom. And there was a thing on Sunrise the other day where they were all talking, there's like four of them on the panel, talking jovially, laughing and joking about Donald Trump going to court and possibly facing, criminal charges and going to jail. Like, this dude's life is hanging in the balance and could be ruined. This is a person. Donald Trump, he's a person, right? He's like, he could go to prison. Like, that's a legit possibility. And they're laughing about it in the media because it's Donald Trump. You know, it's like he's like, you get free shots at him just because the current government and the current climate in America and Australia and the current narrative of our media is that it's free shots on Donald Trump. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, man? How openly biased have our media become that they're laughing about the downfall of this guy? Because I don't agree with his, like, I know this guy's a douche when he's like his personality and stuff. But I mean, the other option is a fumbling old like man who doesn't know what day of the week, who can't finish sentences. Like, Joe Biden is got dementia or something, man. Like, the dude can't even hold a one-on-one conversation, or can't even repeat pre-prepared, not even speeches, but just talking points. You can't even repeat them without going into some weird mumbo jumbo sentence. And it happens so often that we have stopped we're not even incredulous about it anymore. We just laugh and go, oh yeah, Joe Biden rambling. Dude, he's supposed to be the president of the United States of America. And you're saying that's better than the opposition, than the other choice, which is this guy who's a bit of a dick, but actually probably had some solid economical influence, and like with withdrawing troops from Iraq and shit like that, Afghanistan. Sorry, like it's pretty crazy, man. That they decide who's protected and who it's open season on, and that's how they fucking run it. And that's the cultural narrative in our country. So fucking weird, man. So fucking weird. Let's not get too far down the rabbit hole of politics, because I'm not the dude to talk about politics. I'm a sideline observer at best. But just thought it was just worth mentioning that there's this whole, the fucking world is so weird. It's so weird. I know that I care more about this shit now than I did when I was 20. And I wonder if I would be as aware of how weird things are if I was 20 now, or if it's just because I'm older, or if it's because of social media, or if is it actually that weird? Are things actually that fucked up? Like how divisive we are as people in the Western world nowadays. Is it really as bad as it seems, or is it just exposure and, you know, the fact that I'm taking more interest in it? I don't know. Seems fucked up though. Seems fucked up. Speaking about ads and shit on TV though, I saw, it might have been on a radio station, because again, I hear the radio station playing in one of the workshops at work when I'm kicking around about at the yard sometimes. Oh, fuck, I hate commercial radio stations with a passion, but I heard this ad the other day talking about, we know how stressful Christmas shopping is in like a real serious manner. You know, there was some bullshit they were trying to fucking flog off to you or sell to you or something. We know how stressful Christmas shopping can be. And I'm like, might have even been talking about mental health. And I'm like, that's not stressful. Having the time and the freedom to cruise around buying gifts for loved ones in an air-conditioned shopping centre with your, you know, with your extra disposable income that you have to do things like that with is not fucking stressful, man. If that's stressful, your life is too easy. You're weak. That's not stress, man. It's a nuisance. It's something that's can be a pain in the ass. It's not a stress. It's not a stressful activity. It's a privilege. You've got loved ones. You've got money and means to buy and a shop to buy presents at, so you can wrap up and have a fucking great Christmas day with your loved ones and family and open presents and receive presents from them. That's a fucking privilege, man. That's not a stress. If you think that's a stress, you need to get some real stresses in your life, because you're living soft, my friend. You're living soft. There's actual people with actual problems going through actual stress in life. So to call Christmas shopping stressful is really fucking watering down what a stressful event is. Fucking, that's just the fucking world we live in these days, isn't it? Just anything that's mildly uncomfortable is like, oh, it's stress. It's so stressful. You know, fucking, your life's too easy. That's what's going on there. I'll tell you what's stressful. Ordering food or alcohol or drink, coffee, anything for your missus. You know, I feel like I know exactly what my missus wants to drink, whether it's coffee or alcohol. If she tells me what she wants off the menu, I feel I know exactly what she wants confidently. Sweet, I'll go order for you. Stroll up there, put my order in, put her order in. And then as soon as they start asking some details, I get nervous. That's when the stress kicks in. Under pressure, I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't know. What kind of milk does she want in this coffee? Margarita, frozen or normal? I don't know. You want the chicken? Did you want salad with dressing on that, or salad with no dressing? I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't know, man. I know the general gist of what she wants. I don't know all the details. I just freak out under pressure, man. I'm like, I don't want to fucking order the wrong thing. Oh, no. You're asking me too many fucking questions. That's fucking stressful, man. Obviously, I'm fucking around. That's not stressful. But I do get nervous under pressure when they start asking me details about what she wants. I don't fucking know. Just fucking, why are you making it complicated, man? I ordered something off the menu. It's fucking written there. I want what's written there. Fucking stressing me out, dude. Jeez. You know, it's I was thinking about this while I was hanging clothes out on the line, of all things, the other day. Like, sayings that don't make sense. For instance, yeah, that's one of them. For instance, that actually might be the word itself that's confusing there. But the saying, when you stop, take a step back and break it down, For instance, that's a weird saying. Does that really make sense? I even Googled the word instance after I was thinking about it, which is like an occasion or an event, like a singular occasion or an event happening currently or something like that. So I guess if you kind of twist it around a little bit, for instance, might make sense, but it doesn't seem right when you think about it. Like you would say, in this instance, I don't think it makes sense. But for instance, so I'm saying, oh, I hate when people whinge about things being stressful that aren't stressful. For instance, when people whinge about Christmas shopping, it's like, does that make any sense to use it like that? For instance, for instance. I don't know if that makes sense. It could just be me. It could just be that I'm an idiot. But when I break that down, I can't make that make sense in my head. Maybe I'm wrong. There's a few of those, eh? Like, rule of thumb. The rule of thumb is, what the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? The rule of thumb. My thumbs don't have any rules. Well, there's like some physics, like some rules of physics that apply to my thumbs. That's about it. There's no, that doesn't make any sense. The rule of thumb. I can't make that make sense in my head when I think about it. Rule of thumb. Well, your thumb's making up rules? Whenever you think of a, because I know what it means. It's like a basic rule to go by generally in this instance, to use the word from the last saying. But how the fuck does that have anything to do with your thumb? The rule of thumb. If you figure that one out, fucking make sure you get hold of me and let me know what I'm missing. What I'm missing there. Another one would be, oh, I could care less. Hang on, wait up. You could care less? You could care less? Or you couldn't care less? Because I can understand, oh, I couldn't care less. Oh, I couldn't care less. That's just a statement, I couldn't care less. But people say, oh, I could care less. And that's a written, like I've seen that written. That's an actual statement. It's not just people getting it confused. It's like that's a saying, I could care less. You could care less. Well, that's not really saying anything. If someone goes to me, oh, I'm not feeling well today. I'm fucking a bit under the weather. Under the weather. That's another weird one. I'm a bit under the weather. I'm just fucking not really feeling it today. And I go, oh, I could care less. I could care less. So it means I care a little bit, but I could care less. I care a little bit, but I could care less. What the fuck are you trying to say with that? That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. I could care less. Okay. So you care a bit? Oh, cool. That's all I'm asking for from you, is that you care a little bit. Glad we're on the same page there. Here's another one. It's always, and this is in songs and shit and everything. This is like a big one. And people say this to you, like they're giving you good advice, you know, as well. Like, hey, man, it's all right. It's always darkest just before the dawn. It's always darkest before the dawn. And you're like, no, it isn't. It's darkest, like whatever the middle point between dusk and dawn is, if the sun goes down at 6 and rises at 6, then it's darkest at 12 o'clock. That's when it's darkest. So right before dawn, like 5 o'clock, is when it starts, you start getting colour back in the sky because the sun's nearly up on the other side of the world. So it's certainly, unequivocally, 100% not darkest before the dawn. It's darkest in the middle of the night. who the fuck came up with that saying and why has it lasted? It's always darkest before the dawn. No, it's not. No, it's fucking not. Shut the fuck up. That's fucking shit advice. That is shit advice. You can take that advice and shove it up your clacker because it's darkest in the middle of the fucking night. So what you're telling me is it's always darkest in the middle of the night. So if you're at your lowest point right now, it's always darkest in the middle of the night. So you're halfway there. It's not that bad. The worst is behind you. You've had half of the experience in darkness. You're rock bottom now. As far as you've been since you were last on top of the world, that's how far you have to go to get back to that position. You're halfway there. You know, it's if you're a glass half full kind of guy, that's not that bad. You could be a glass half empty kind of person. Oh, I'm only fucking halfway through this fucking shit. But hey, man, you are halfway through this fucking shit. So that's not bad. It's not as good as right before the dawn. But that's just not reality. There's always it makes sense situationally speaking as well. I don't know if situationally is a word, but you know what I mean. It makes sense situationally speaking as well. Like if you're in the middle of a fucking shit fight in life, things are going bad. You're not like one turn around from just fucking sunshine and lollipops. You're like, you could be, if you're a rock bottom, you could be on your way back up to the top, but it's a journey. You know what I mean? There's a pathway. You're probably about halfway through it. So it's always darkest in the middle of the night. I need to change that one. I'm going to write some emails, see if we can get that one changed. How about a Pilbara example of these ones? All my Pilbara peeps will know this one because it's used. And even if you've lived in the Pilbara and you've moved on, you'll remember this one. This is like a daily saying you just hear, especially in the building industry, far out. This is like fucking chalk and cheese, not chalk and cheese, peas and carrots. Peas and carrots, fuck mate. It's bread and butter, this saying. It is what it is. Oh, it is what it is. Now, it's not that that doesn't make sense. It does make sense. It's like saying whatever the situation is, that's just what it is. You've got to deal with it. And I get the sentiment, but to me it's very defeatist. It's very weak. It's just like there's a time and a place to knuckle down and go, well, this is what it is. We just got to fucking deal with it. Can't change it. We have to fucking adapt and move forward. There's a time and a place for that attitude for sure. But it's not every single thing that just happens in life. It's, oh, it is what it is. And you're like, hang on a second. We can change this situation. Hang on a second. We can fix this problem. It's not just is what it is, you fucking lazy cunt. Let's do something about it. Let's fucking fix it. It is what it is. Well, until it isn't, that's the other part of that saying. It is what it is till it isn't. That's the bit you don't hear. It is what it is. And that's what I hear in my head when people say it. Ah, oh, fuck hell. It is what it is. And I just think, yeah, until it isn't, let's fucking change it, you prick. Fucking lazy cunt. It is what it is. Fucking you Pilbara boys and girls know what I'm talking about there. Next time someone says it to you, it is what it is, just hit him with a until it isn't. Bit of optimism at the end there, hey? Until it isn't, try and rouse some life into these pricks. Fucking is what it is. Speaking of rousing life into people and, you know, a bit of optimism and pushing forward through things, I've been listening to a few people and watching a few little clips and shit lately, and I always am about, well, to be honest with you, I've been doing a lot of doom scrolling on like fucking Instagram and even Facebook lately. I stopped using Facebook up until like, I don't know, a couple of months ago. I just really used it to post things for the podcast. It was linked to my Instagram, so shit would post on there, but I didn't really interact, and to like sell shit on Marketplace. But I've just been fucking scrolling through there lately, and it's doom scrolling, they call it, when you got your phone in your hand for like an hour, just flicking through fucking reels and videos and fucking just like horse shit, just empty, meaningless scrolling. And it's killing me because I know I'm doing it and I'm in like a rut where I keep doing it. I'm sitting there going, you're wasting your fucking time. wasting your life. Oh, look, another grey hair just fucking appeared on my fucking forehead while I was, well, not my forehead. My forehead's actually losing hair. But on my head while I was doom scrolling. Great. Great. Another fucking, another telomere just shortened while I watched those four fucking real videos. Great. Slowly dying while fucking getting carpal tunnel syndrome of the thumb from fucking scrolling. It's fucking pissing me off. I need to do something about it. It's on the list. But I do occasionally, maybe 30%, if I'm honest, of what I watch is like inspirational shit, cool quotes, little videos, people I respect and admire, telling you their view or opinions on certain things, or just these little motivational clips you see with some cool little insights or wisdom in them. And one of them I saw recently really got me thinking about like self-talk, you know, self-talk, because I know a lot of you people listening would be like-minded people where, like myself, we're trying to better ourselves. We're trying to move forward in life and do better, you know what I mean? We're not just stuck in neutral, spinning our wheels. So we are actively trying to do better in our lives. I know a lot of you people are like that. But what comes with that is, certainly for me, is I find it hard to find the balance between pushing myself and being kind to myself. You know, we want to do better, but we torment ourselves with every perceived failure, every missed opportunity, every little skerrick of our daily actions that we break down and you know, scrutinize and think, oh, I could have done better there. Oh, fucking, yeah, said the wrong thing there. Oh, wasted the fucking hour of my day there. And then you shit on yourself. Oh, you're a fucking loser. Oh, what are you fucking doing? And then sometimes it's right. Like when I'm shitting on myself for doom scrolling on my phone, it's like, yeah, stop doing that, you know. But there's a fucking 100 other things throughout the day that I'm fucking getting into myself about that's probably just not helping. I should probably just be a little kinder to myself, and I'm sure you guys are the same. And look, I am not there yet. Obviously, that's why I'm talking about this, but I'm trying to find that balance where it's like, yeah, push yourself, you know, push yourself, push your limits, try and get better every day. You know, you can't let yourself off the hook all the time. You'll end up being a no-hoper, lazy, you know, in spinning your wheels. But we don't just have to fucking always be on ourselves, be negative. Like, it's a negative. It's not a positive way to live your life. So it's a hard balance to find. And I'm sure you guys know what I mean. I'm sure you guys experience that as well. So if I figure it out, I'll certainly give you some insight into how I got there. But for now, something that I need a whole lot more practice on. Moving forward, staying motivated, trying to be better, but also being kind to yourself. You know, also being kind to yourself, finding that fucking balance. So, you know, like they say, celebrate your wins, celebrate your failures. I guess that's probably a start. Taking a minute to celebrate when things go well, or taking a minute to celebrate when you've tried and something didn't come off. You know, I probably don't do that very often. So, yeah, it's a hard one. That's a hard one, eh? Self-talk, so important, man. I think, you know, the worse your self-talk is, probably the worse off your mental health is in general. And, you know, because you wouldn't, a lot of the times the things you judge yourself on and the way you speak to yourself in your own mind, you wouldn't speak to someone else like that, someone you cared and loved and, you know, and had a relationship with. If they did something stupid, you wouldn't be, oh, you fucking idiot. Oh, you could have done this better. You could have done that better. Oh, you're always doing this. You're always doing that. You wouldn't. You'd say, hey, man, don't worry about it. You're a good fucking bloke. You're a good lady. You're a good person. You had a crack. It didn't pull off. We'll fucking get them next round, you know. It's all good. When it comes to yourself, you're just like, fucking idiot. Fuck. Do better. What's fucking wrong with you? Fucking loser. You know? It's kind of like an occupational hazard of being committed to self-development and bettering yourself. But it's not healthy. They, you know, there's a lot of talk out there about, get up in the morning, get yourself a routine, exercise daily, eat well, don't drink too much alcohol, fucking discipline this and fucking do better here and blah, 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 and all these motivation. And that's all good shit. I subscribe to all that sort of stuff, but there's not as much stuff in the background going, but hey, man, but hey, also be cool to yourself. Like, be nice, because there's no point being, there's no point pushing yourself to get better and becoming more accomplished and all these other things if you're not happy, if you're just being nasty to yourself. But to find that balance, you know, you never want to feel like you've arrived somewhere. Ah, I'm done, did it, all good, going to kick back and do fuck all for the rest of my life now. You don't want to get there. Like I think Jordan Peterson says, you know, people have this idea of kicking back on a beach somewhere drinking margaritas, because you know, they've arrived, they've did it, they're successful. But it's like, well, that's not life. That's not living. That's a holiday. Do that for 10 days and you're pretty much over it. It's on to fucking get back to work of some sort. So you certainly don't want to feel like you've done it, you finished it, you're completed, no more growth needed, no more pushing yourself needed. But also to find the balance where it's like, okay, man, a little bit. Let's just do a little bit today. Can I do one thing? I've got a fucking to-do list a mile long. Can I knock off one of those things? I'm not really feeling well today. I've got no energy. I'm feeling a bit down, quite busy. Can I find something easy on that list to knock off? Can I just find one thing? One thing. Do one thing. Sometimes you'll even feel like you realize after you do the one thing, because this is a technique that I think I've learnt to do recently because I have been low on motivation and energy and time. It's like, I'll find something easy. Can I knock that off the list? I'm like, yeah, I can knock that off the list. And then when I've got a little bit of a roll on, I go, oh, hang on, I could do another one. What else can I do? And then I'll knock another little thing off the list. Sometimes you'll go through a few of those little things. Even if it's one, two, three, four, whatever it is, get to the end of that. And you get, so I did this today. I did a couple of little chores I had on the list, and now I'm inside and I'm gonna hang out with the kids and do a bit of shit with the kids. And it's like, okay, man, I've done what I needed to do for today. This podcast is one of them, actually. I was like, I did a few things this morning, had a bit of a rest during the day, I'm doing the podcast now, and it's like, that's it. You did what you needed to do for today. You know, I had a big day yesterday of ticking things off the list. So trying to learn that, trying to figure out the balance, but man, it's hard. It's certainly hard. God, what's it like? I'm driving out of here on the 16th, man. So today's the 26th. I got 1, 2, 3 weeks left, dude. 3 weeks to pack my life up, squeeze it into a van, and get the fuck out of Dodge. And I am nowhere near ready. Nowhere near ready. Ah, man. So I got this 1 week when I finish work and before I leave town, it's going to be bedlam, dude. I've got so much shit to do, but there's some part of me, there's something in me that I love a deadline. When there's a deadline right in front of me and I have a specific amount of time and I've allocated time, like fuck, man. And I guess that a lot of that is like, it's not preparing properly, I guess. On one hand, if you look at it, it's like you don't have to cram everything into a small period of time, but my goodness, I work well under those circumstances. So I'm kind of, on one hand, dreading it, or I am dreading it, but there's also a part of me that's going, you'll do it. You'll fucking do it. You might be dreading it, but you'll fucking make it happen. You get out of here, you drive out of here on the fucking 16th, come fucking hell or high water. That's another one. What does that mean? Come hell or high water. Come hell or high water. I don't think that means anything. Come hell or high water. I don't really know what that means. It's another one of those fucking sayings. Just popped out. Just slipped out of the old mouth hole. Yeah, it's a fucking weird one. But yeah, man, I'll fucking get it done. So dreading it for sure. But I know there's going to be that feeling when we drive out of this motherfucker. Just like, yeah, fuck. Yeah, did it. Fucking did it, bitch. And then it's onto a new life. Onto a new life, dude. I'm 3 weeks away from a new fucking life, man. very different life to what I've been living. We're like throwing it all in, packing it all up, fucking throwing away a good career. Legit, that's what I'm doing. Throwing away a good career. Mrs. is packing things in. She's been really nervous, my wife, and scared, and rightfully so, about this decision, this move, and this, you know, change in our life and everything. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's all normal thoughts, 100%. That's healthy. But at the same time, like, how many times in life do you get the chance to reinvent yourself? I mean, like, really reinvent yourself. Not many. You know, when you come out of high school and you go into the real world and sort of make some decisions about what direction you're going to move in, maybe you go to TAFE, maybe you finish school and go to university, maybe you go straight into a trade or like an apprenticeship or something. You get this, it's like the world's your oyster. You're starting fresh. You're like, I'm making a decision. I'm starting from scratch and I'm going in that direction. And, you know, off you go and you pivot and you move and make some different decisions. But there's not a whole lot of times in life where you go, you know what, fucking done with that, fucking 90 degree, 180 degree turn, I'm fucking going this way. I'm starting fresh, boy. Like, I'm getting rid of my possessions and my belongings and I'm throwing in my career and I'm fucking just going, we are going the opposite direction to the direction we've been heading for the last 20 years and see how that shit works out. So that, for me, I mean, I've got kids, man. I've got to think about this. I've got kids. This is not just a fucking young couple just fucking throwing caution to the wind and, you know, come what may. This is a big decision, man, and I am fucking excited. I'm fucking excited. I think that's the only thing, that little motor in the background through all the shit that's going on in life right now and all the fucking stuff on our plate and the stress and the overcapacity and the fucking all those things I've been talking about. I think there's that little motor in the background just going, but dude, new direction, new opportunity, start from scratch. Where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? What do you want to do? Let's fucking go. I'm fucking pumped about that, man. And I get to fucking show my kids. I'm going to fucking put my you know, balls where my fucking mouth is. No, that's not the right. No, that's not it. Put my money where my mouth is. Put my balls on the line. You don't put your balls where your mouth is. Don't do that. Unless you can. I suppose if you can, hell, you probably don't need anyone in your life. You're probably set. You fucking remain single for the rest of your life. You can put your balls in your own mouth. Fucking well played, sir. Well played. But I'm not going to put my balls in my mouth, but I will put my balls on the line and I will put my money where my mouth is. So let's fucking go. Let's do it. I'm excited. I'm fucking excited. And on that note, I'm going to fucking cruise out. Got a couple of tracks I'm going to play for you. First one being The Revivalists. These dudes, it's playing already. These dudes are a band, I guess they're like, call them like Americana, something like that. You know, they're in like kind of like edging on the blues and roots slash sort of folk scene. They even make their way into the country scene a little bit. The Revivalists, great band. They've got some cool, cool songs. Really love them. I'm going to play this. I'm going to play another Australian band that I think is a super, super underrated Australian band. A lot of people haven't heard of. But we'll start with The Revivalists and yeah, play this on the way out. Wrong song.
Change. And I'm out here tonight, so if you want to start a fire. We'll get loaded on the things that I can't change. I believe it was a sin. Do you win the way I did you win? I couldn't stop it coming from afar and lost the keys to the getaway car.
Revivalists, It Was a Sin. Now I'm going to play you guys an Australian band not a lot of people have heard of, and I think that's a real shame. Lowrider, not like the American shit rapper. Lowrider, what's... I'm going to play you a song called Faded Dreams. One of my favourite songs, dude. These guys live are so good. Such a live band vibe, man. Lowrider, Faded Dreams. Get your ears around them.
Stay till the sun starts to fall. But what the fuck am I waiting for? I'm not planning on the struggle. Those days are gone and I'm stronger, stronger than all of these ages I used to be, places I used to see. But on top of all of these, I won't look back, no. I won't look back, no. Come on, come on, get oh.
more. I swear I paid it all. There's nothing left of me. I'm not a soul. I'm empty, empty from all these tears, empty from all these years, empty from all. But we can't go home. I've been searching from a mile ago. One step closer and it's all the same. Keep on running, we'll find a way. But I can't go on and be someone that's half of me. Oh, oh, come on, get around.
Faded Dreams by Low Rider, and It Was a Sin by The Revivalists. Get your ears around that shit. Thank you for your time. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Average Man Podcast, episode number 169. Lost, and we'll catch you guys next weekend. I got my work party, so I may be hungover on the Sunday, but we'll see how we go. Over and out. Peace.